So Maryland's got some problems, but at least at the federal level, Uncle Joe's going to take care of us, right?
Oh, he's got it.
Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe not. So
he's going to keep corn pop in check.
There you go. So Biden wants a federal law to ban ghost guns. This is going to be as effective as a federal regulation to ban ghosts.
Screw those ghosts.
Amen.
There you go. Biden also wants to bring back the ban on assault weapons, and some liberals want to ban all semi-automatic weapons, and you're going to round up 50 million guns. That'll be a job creation program for the cemeteries. So Biden's making the theme of his presidency to restore faith in government, restore trust in government. So who does he nominate for the head of the ATF? David Chipman, who was apparently at Waco and was at the Waco trial and recently lied, claiming that the Branch Davidians shot down two federal military helicopters. Complete fraud, never happened, but that was the kind of story that this guy tells. Even worse, there is apparently a photo of, you know, after the fire, after the FBI went in there with tanks and fired pyrotechnic rounds into their home, at their home, and the fire burst out, kills 80 people. Some of the federal agents took trophy photos of themselves standing in the rubble where the children had burned to death shortly before. And apparently David Chipman is one of those people who did their grisly victory photo there at Waco. And this is the person that Biden wants to put at the head of the ATF. So I was curious. I saw that, you know, that controversy, and I said, what else did Biden say about Waco? I went back and researched it. So back at the time of the Waco shooting, the Waco assault, Biden was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee that has primary oversight of law enforcement. What did Biden say? Well, I think we should wait until the facts come out. It's kind of unclear. It's too soon to criticize law enforcement. We should wait a little while. And so Biden never had any hearings on Waco. However, in the following 2 years later, the Republicans had control of Congress and the Senate, and Orrin Hatch had hearings on Waco in that committee. So what does Biden say? Biden says that the record from Waco does not evidence any improper motive or intent on the part of law enforcement. Y'all know Waco a lot better than most folks. That's one of the joys of talking to a libertarian audience. I don't need to explain the basics. Y'all got a handle on what happened there. Biden says it was no... what's that?
We talk Ruby Ridge, too.
Well, yeah, that's coming up. It's coming up. Next page. Next page. I hate to be premature. It's good to have a libertarian audience. You know, you do a joke like that, you know? If I was talking to a bunch of evangelicals, you know, the vaudeville hook would come out about there. And so,
you would have caught your silver jerk.
Oh, that's true. Well, I think most people here, enough caught it. So anyhow, so, you know, how much BS was there in the Waco raid? A lot more than the media ever admitted. The Fed said they had to do that massive raid because Koresh never came out. That was bullshit. Hell of a lot worse than that. 9 days before the raid, undercover ATF agents go knock on Koresh's door and ask him to go shooting with them. So Koresh and the ATF agents go planking. And Koresh knows they're undercover ATF. And they talk about gun laws. And the agents hand their guns to Koresh. And Koresh provides the ammo. And the agents write a memo 4 days later. He was very concerned about federal violations of gun laws. But they said that they couldn't grab him without a frontal attack with 70 agents. So Biden says that the real problem with Waco was conspiracy nuts who don't trust the government. I think there's a few in that table over there. So Biden, in this Senate hearing, Biden swears that Waco wasn't big government. But he says, you know, the real problem is a growing number of people across the country who are seizing on the incidents at Waco as well as Ruby Ridge to suggest that law enforcement is our enemy. That's like, wow. I mean, and he says this stuff in public.